Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to Tiny Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we'll be talking Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation and notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are looking at Paragimel Mishnah Chet, Chapter 3, Paragraph 8, Gimel Chet. Rabbi Elezer Ishbartosa Omer, Rabbi Elezer, the man of Bartosa, says, he himself is from Bartosa. Omer, he says, Tain lo mishalo, give him, give Hashem from his own. Sha'ata v'shalcha shalo, for you and your possessions are his. V'chein b'David hu omer ki mimcha hakol miyadacha nasanu lach. And by David it says, David had said, for everything is from you and from your own we have given you. A lot of people think and reason with themselves, I worked so hard, kol chivi otzim yadi, it's my hands that did this, that worked this. Of course it's not, it's Hashem doing everything, and you're just the conduit for things to happen in the world. Everything that you're given is from Hashem to begin with. It's like you're the trustee, the estate planner, the will divider or executioner of an estate. You're basically the guardian of the money. Hashem gives it to you, you have to use it in the right way. Hashem gives you a house, a car, possessions. You have to use it in the right way. Give from your stuff to help others, because it's not even yours to begin with. It's from Hashem. Anything you give back, tzedakah or otherwise, this is the way to do so. You have to make sure to get the thing in the mind, to get the item in your mind, to realize that we are not in charge of these things. Only Hashem is in charge of these things. He gives it to us, and we have to give it back to Him. Give from His own. The Sforno points out, He's not asking that you give Him that which belongs to you. You should think that you have the right to legally refuse Him, for you and your possessions are His. Therefore, He's entitled to ask anything of you, and if you should refuse, you would be guilty of withholding what is His. And consider this, He's the judge, and He is the plaintiff. And the notes point out, the Sforno points out that ostensibly Rabbi Elazar's statement can be refuted from the verse in Deuteronomy, for if Hashem requests something of man, it would appear that man is the owner, not God. This seems to contradict Rabbi Elazar's contention that you and your possessions are His. Sforno resolves this difficulty by explaining that Hashem's requests of man to revere Him does not leave man the option to refuse. Man cannot deny God, for he has the legal right as well as the power to force compliance. It's comparable to a person who gives another an item for safekeeping. Ask him to return it. His is not a request, but a demand. So too, the ability of man to revere the Almighty has been granted to him by Hashem Himself. Remember, everything is from Hashem. It's all Hashem's. We have to give it back. And remember, we're just the trusteers, the overseers of the things. This is the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.